What a Eruv Chatzeros does to houses is pretty much exactly the same as what a Shitev Mevoyes does to courtyards. In an Eruv Chatzeros, all of the houses are joined together, and that allows all of them to carry in the courtyard, and into the houses and out of the houses. And so too, Shitev Mevoyes allows the individual courtyards who are now joined together inside themselves. Shitev Mevoyes joins together all of the courtyards and allows them to carry it from the courtyards into the street, or from the street into the courtyards, or in the street itself. Now there's one small difference between Eruv Chatzeros and Shitev Mevoyes, and that is that when you do Eruv Chatzeros, what you're really doing is saying that all of the people who live in the houses really live in one place. We're saying instead of looking at the houses, we're going to look at the courtyard and view it as sort of one large house, let's say, or one large place for living where everybody lives there. When it comes to Shitev Mevoyes, you're not saying this is one living place. The courtyards are totally separate. There's a street over here. Rather, what you're saying is that the rights to the courtyard and the rights to the street are collectively owned. And because of this small difference, when it comes to Eruv Chatzeros, it has to be made with a loaf of bread. That's considered the most significant food. That really symbolizes where somebody lives. So if all of the members of the houses give some food, give a loaf of bread specifically, and they put it in one of the houses, that's how Eruv Chatzeros works, and that shows that they're really living there. But when it comes to Shitev Mevoyes, one doesn't need actually a loaf of bread, but any food or drink is enough. Now, the way Shitev Mevoyes is generally made is just like Eruv Chatzeros. In this case, all of the courtyards contribute some food, and they put all of that in a specific place in one of the courtyards connected to the Mavoi. Now, technically, although this was less common, one member of the Mavoi could create a Shitev Mevoyes on behalf of everybody. As long as he designates enough food for everybody, he can put all of it in a specific place in a courtyard and transfer ownership of the food to the members of all of the courtyards. And that way, there's now food belonging to everybody in a specific place of the Mavoi, in a specific place of the courtyard. And that's exactly what is needed for a Shitev Mevoyes. So the Mishnah begins, Bala Baisa Shutev Shcheinim. A homeowner, one of the people who lives in a courtyard connected to the Mavoi, he is a partner to the neighbors. Meaning, in business, he has a partnership with the other members of the Mavoi. The members of the other courtyards connected to the Mavoi. Lozebiyayim Lozebiyayin. Both his partnerships with the other courtyards are in wine. So in such a case, Enon Tzrichim L'Orev, they do not need to make an Erev. They do not need to make a Shitev Mevoyes. Because since anyway this person has lots of barrels of wine, which are jointly owned by everybody in that Mavoi, so all he needs to do is to make sure that there's one container which is owned by everybody, so he can pour some wine of one container into another one, and if that is the case, then it comes out that in one place in that Mavoi, there is wine in one container which is owned by everybody in the Mavoi. Fantastic, that's what is needed for Shitev Mevoyes to carry in a Mavoi. Now what happens if Lozeb Yayim and Lozeb Shemen, if he's got a partnership with one courtyard in wine, and he's got a different partnership with another courtyard in oil? Let's say there are only three courtyards in this case. So this person is a partner with all of the other people in the Mavoi. The question is, if he mixes the oil and the wine together in one container, he now has a container of food belonging to everybody in the courtyard. Is that good enough? So according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, Tzrichim La'orev, they do need to make a proper Shitev Mevoyes in this case, and it's not enough that he has a container of wine and oil mixed together. Since it's a totally different partnership, and furthermore, wine and oil don't really mix together properly, so this is not good enough for the Shitev Mevoyes. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Echod Zeh Ve'Echod Zeh, in both of the previous two cases, even in a case where he's got different business partnerships with each courtyard, Einon Tzrichim L'Orev, they do not need to make a different Shitev Mevoyes, and it is enough that you have one container of things belonging to all of them.